making his way to us to chat is the hero of the game tonight, the first star, a hat trick in the playoffs for Easton Armstrong. Second star in this building. First star according to our broadcast tonight, let me tell you that. You know you're not going to get first star in this building. Put that mic up to your closer to your mouth. Tell me about the winning goal, first of all.
Yeah, we had a power play early in the overtime period there where they took one with about a minute left. So we had the power play going into the first overtime period and break out quick, and then Wonger made a good pass. I had the whole net, so.
It's a hat-trick goal. Hat-tricks in the playoffs are really special. Your two goals in the first period were unassisted because you were able to be the recipient of some pretty good passing by them to you, as it turned out.
Yeah, first one was a little mistake by their guy, and the second one, Siddle had a great play of when the battle down low popped to me, and I was able to go in, and then obviously the last one, Wonger, passed back door to me, which is an awesome pass. So.
This game tonight was similar to game one. To a large degree, it didn't have the nastiness. It didn't seem compared to, say, game two, or am I wrong based on that? From what I saw, it didn't seem nasty.
I mean, it's always nasty in this building. They always come and play hard, but the legs start hurting a little more toward as the series goes on. I mean, just a little bit of fatigue, especially in a long game like that. But I mean, I think the aggression and the energy was still in the building today, and so yeah.
What did it feel like what was the mood like in the dressing room going into overtime?
I think we knew we were scoring on that power play. Everyone was positive energy, and we kind of were just like, we're going to score and end it quick and then go home and get a good night's sleep. We're obviously back here tomorrow, so quick turnaround, and now we're on to tomorrow.
Give me a sense in your own words. I know how important it is to be up 2-1 and winning a game in this building. How important is it to you guys as a group?
Yeah, it's huge having a lead in any game. They I'll give them a lot of credit. They do not give up, and they work really hard. So they obviously came back in the game there a couple times, but we're a close group, and we knew we were going to take it in the end.
What do you expect tomorrow night then? It's more of the same basically?
Yeah, exact same. They're going to give everything they have, and so are we. So it'll be a very, very similar game to tonight, game two and game one. So,
all right. Easton, congratulations. A hat trick, an overtime winner. Lots of good things for you tonight and for the team. And now up 2-1 in the series. All the best tomorrow night.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Easton Armstrong of the Saskatoon Blades joining me. Congratulations, young man.